Okay. Let's just start with taking a few deep breaths. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. And just notice as you breathe in and out, the mind slowly quiets down. And just see what you're feeling this morning, the last day of the retreat, and what's coming up today that we're leaving. So go inside and see any tenseness, any tightness in your body. See if you can just allow it to be there. Just energy. And open the window and let that energy go out. And more. And more. And even more. And just notice how you feel. And again, go inside. See where you feel any tenseness. Open the window and let that energy go out. And more. And more. And even more. Just notice what thoughts are coming up this morning as we get up and start thinking about departing. Coming back into our life. We're still in our life now, but different part. What thoughts are coming up there? All those things I got to do, I haven't done while I'm here. Oh, geez, I got to deal with that and this and all these things. So just remember what Lester said on the video. It's pretty all-encompassing. I watched it before, but I think I heard it for the first time. Every thought, every feeling is coming from wanting to survive as a body, wanting security, wanting safety. So let's just look at that and say, okay, then all there is to do is to release. That's what there is to do, to be free. So let's just welcome these thoughts coming up about departing. And you just allow them to be there. They're just thoughts. They're just feelings. So can we just love the mind and allow the mind to do what it's doing? Can we just love it for trying to protect us? Can we love the noise? Can we give that noise love and approval? It's just noise. That's releasing. Loving the noise. Loving the thoughts. It is so easy. Like Lester said, it's easy. Why don't we do it? The other part is really hard. It's really hard. So can we just allow this releasing to be easy? This is just what we're going to do every moment when we're here, and then every moment as we leave. That's what there is to do, is to release. So just imagine now every thought coming in. Oh, I might be late for my plane. Oh, there's another thought. Okay, let that go. Oh, it's delayed. Oh, no. Can we let that go? Can we decide that imperturbability is the way to go? I must want imperturbability more than I want approval, more than I want control, more than I want safety. Decide to release and be imperturbable. What if we put that in place all day long, like we did here at the retreat, in this little support system where we're going higher and higher? And now, remember what Lester said. You're the master. I'm the master. I'm the one. You're the one. It's up to us. So can we let go of trying to figure out how to do it when we leave? Like, how are we going to do all these things? Just for now, let go of all this mind chatter that might be coming up as we leave. We just love those thoughts. And just love this mind trying to figure out what to do next. Of that long list. Can you let go of trying to figure anything out? And more. And more. And even more. Can we put this resolve in stronger than ever before, right now, that this is the path that we're all on, that you're on? This is the way to go. As Lester said, he stumbled upon it. He stumbled upon the path, the easiest way to go. And that's releasing. It encompasses everything when you think about it. Every thought, every feeling, what more is there? So let's look at as we leave. May leave this hotel, may we leave the retreat, but we're with ourselves. We're the masters. So just think of how we're going to create support, what course you're going to be in. What structure are you going to create? The 90-day retreats, releasing partners, CDs. So just notice that if there's any resistance to creating structure, creating a support system that keeps you going on the path. What's resistance? I'm too busy. I'm not going to be in the United States. The times don't work. I don't have the money. I'll do it on my own. That was mine. I'll just do it on my own. I'll just get the workbook and do it every day for 5 hours. Of course, I didn't do it. Like everybody else. My mind said, oh yeah, I can do it. I don't need to go to these things. You know, so welcome up that resistance. It may look like, hey, it's just common sense. What do you mean? I don't have the money. It's common sense. I'm not doing it because I don't have the money. Don't you understand, Jeff? I don't have it. Okay. Guess what? That's your mind chatter. So can you let go? Can you just welcome up this resistance of the mind, the sensical? Let's look at what makes sense, what's rational. That's the mind. The mind can only do what it's limited to do. So can we just say yes to the resistance that we have? Say yes to your resistance. And say yes some more. And say yes even more. And say yes even more. And can you love that resistance? Can you love it if it stays? And can you love it if it leaves? Can you love it either way? And can you love that mind if it's noisy? And can you love that mind if it's quiet? That's resistance. And can you let it go? And can you surrender to beingness? And more. And more. And even more. And let's look at our old friend, fear. Just walk off of this fear that we have about going out and into the world and back to our lives at home, wherever we are. Can we just walk them up that fear that's there? I saw it this morning, just what I got to do when I leave here, all those things. It's too much. So walk them up the fear. And say yes to the fear. And say yes some more. And say yes some more. And say yes even more. And can you love the fear? It's just energy. It's just a thought. It's really nothing. Can you love it and let it go? And more? And more? And even more. And as Lester said, can we move up from 95% of the populations into apathy, grief, fear? If we only have things, then we'll be okay. And now we're moving up higher into doing. Lust, anger, pride, courage. Now we're doing in the world. And maybe we're doing releasing. You have the courage to release. So that's where 5% of most of the rest of the population is in doing. Now Lester's saying, okay, you want to go higher? Acceptance and peace. What if we went into acceptance and peace? So when you think about acceptance and peace, what comes up to truly accept? Much higher than courageousness. Matter of fact, it's where abundance happens. We truly accept things are abundant. So when you think about acceptance, what comes up there? I can't accept. It's too. I can't accept my life the way it is. I can't accept those people. So what kind of wanting control comes up? Lacking control. I can't accept until I have control. So bring up that lacking control feeling. Can you let go of wanting control so that you have control? Can you let go of wanting control so you have control? Can you let go of wanting control so that you have control? And do you have control? Can you expand that feeling of having? And more? And more? And even more? And what are you experiencing now? Can you let go of that feeling and see if it gets even better? Can you let go of that feeling and see if it gets even better? And can you let go of that feeling and see if it gets even better? And how about wanting approval? Acceptance is very high. In order to accept, we have to have approval for ourselves. To have approval for others. That's total acceptance. So bring up that still lacking approval feeling that's there. I can't totally approve of myself until I get A and B. Until I do those things in the world. Then I can approve of myself. It's an old program. Can you let go of that wanting approval feeling so you can have approval? Let go of wanting approval so you have approval. And let go of wanting approval so you have approval. And do you have approval? Yes. Can you expand that feeling of having? And more? And more? And even more? Just imagine everyone else on the planet, 7 billion people, are all having approval. What if we went around with the idea, with the picture that everyone is in approval? How would we act in the world? It's our picture. So can we expand that and have the whole planet in approval, in love and approval, and acceptance? And then finally, acceptance and peace, wanting safety and security. Will I be safe? Will I be secure if I truly accept? Move into acceptance and peace. I'm not sure about that. I'm not used to that. It's uncomfortable. I'm used to the old way. So let's bring up that insecure feeling. Fear of death. I go all the way. So can you let go of wanting safety so you have safety? Let go of wanting safety so you have safety. Let go of wanting safety so you have safety. And what feels better, wanting safety or having safety? Having safety. And do you have safety? Yes. Can you expand that feeling of having? And more? And more? And even more? And what are you experiencing now? Can you let go of that feeling and see if it gets even better? Can you let go of that feeling and see if it gets even better? And can you let go of that feeling and see if it gets even better? And can you surrender to beingness? And can you surrender to quiet? What does quiet say about leaving the retreat? How's it going to be from a quiet perspective? What's your answer? What does quiet say about you releasing when you leave? What are you going to do about releasing? What does quiet say about that? And what does quiet say about what's the most important thing? When you leave here, what's the most important thing? And can you just love the quiet? Love the quietness. Love the quiet mind. And just imagine this quiet mind, stable, staying put. It's the place to come from now going forward, this quiet mind. And like I said before, the picture is, what a beautiful beach. And this little grain of sand gets in my eye and, oh, there's my mind. It's a little uncomfortable. I don't like that feeling in my eye. Let me get that grain of sand out. Oh, look at the world. There's the beach, there's the ocean, there's the sky, there's the whole universe of being, of beingness. And that's what's available, this whole universe of beingness. And all it requires is letting go, moment by moment by moment. So let's put this resolve in. From right this moment moving forward, this is where we're going. And can you come from the position that the past is all a story? Can you come from the position that nothing ever happened? Come from the position that nobody did anything to you. Nothing happened. And come from the position that you don't exist. Okay, when you're ready, you can open your eyes, come back to the room.